It is 8:07, 36 degrees downtown at Charles City. We do have a mixed bag of whatever's happening outside. We have rain, thunder. We have a mixed precipitation off to our west. Not so much happening off to the east. We'll get you all updated on that with your weather coming up here in just a bit. It is time then for today's community conversations. It's brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center and also L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. It's the pause. Pet of the week.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
And with us this morning is the Paws Assistant Director, J.C. Pikel. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Oh, I'm in love with this cat that you brought in. Kind of a scaredy cat, but, you know, we'll blame it on the weather. You know, it was thundering after all just a few minutes ago. Who did you bring in studio with you today?
So this morning I brought Shamrock with me. And yes, he is very scared. I didn't know he would be so scared, but he's doing okay. I'm just kind of holding him right now.
Maybe it was the truck ride.
Yeah, probably. My crazy driving is what did it. But we think he's about 4 months old. He's right about that 4 pound mark, so we're probably 4.5 months old. He came into Paws as a stray. I believe it was just last week, so he's still fairly new to Paws. He hasn't had his vaccinations yet or anything, but he will be seeing our vet very soon. He appears to be really healthy and just a really happy cat in the cage. Not very happy right now, just kind of scared. But I did a post of him on Monday because Shamrock, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is like a bright, kind of bright orange with dark orange stripes on him. And I was telling Chris, he has like the softest fur.
He does.
For a cat that I've ever felt. Like, he's like a little bunny rabbit. He's so soft and so cute. So definitely would love to get him in a home after he sees our vet, just to make sure he checks out okay and gets all of his vaccinations up to date. And he does still need to be neutered, but otherwise he's a really sweet cat. He is one of two kittens that we have right now at the shelter, so it is starting, unfortunately, but just a very sweet cat. I think he would be kind of laid back, but as they get older, he may get a little more excited, but just so cute.
I don't know. He keeps eyeing the microphone. I don't know if he's like going to try and say a few words or what.
He was very vocal when we walked in. I don't know if you heard us, but he was very excited to be here.
And that's what I thought, too. I heard the cat, and I come in here, and you're holding him. Like he just looked terrified at the beginning. But it could have been me walking in the door, too. I tend to have that way with cats. No. But he is a lovable cat, that's for sure. I saw him last night at Paws, and he was all over me, you know, in the kennel. So
that's why I was so surprised. But sometimes when they get out of the environment and it's a new place, they just get a little scared. So that's kind of what if he were to go to a home anytime soon, he'd probably do the same thing, just be a little bit scared. So
he'd quickly warm up.
Yeah, it's always good to just be patient with the cats and kind of give them their space. Of course, right now, I don't want him to get lost in here, so he's with me. Shamrock, I'm not giving you space.
And he would for sure find some sort of cubbyhole that we cannot get him out of.
Already. did try.
Thought we had him all so blocked, cute. But no, he would find one. And you're about putting him to sleep, too. He looks so comfortable right now being held. So I think he might be a good lap cat, you will, and fall asleep quickly on you.
So cute.
So talk about adoption hours this weekend.
It does look like we'll be open. I will actually be there Saturday from 11 to 2. And then we'll also be open on Sunday 1 to 3. So stop on out to the shelter. Hopefully we'll have nice weather this weekend and see what animals we have. I don't want to say we're low on the cat side because it's slowly trickling in. But we are still fairly low on the cat side. And then the dog side, we have had some really good adoptions, and we had a lot of foster homes. I believe even since last week, we've had foster homes. Franny is on a home visit.
Yes, that's exciting.
The dog that I brought last week that was jumping on and off the counter, she went to a home visit yesterday. So that is so exciting. She had been at the shelter since December. So super excited for her. We've got a few new dogs at the shelter. And yeah, hopefully we've got a lot. We have 6 dogs in foster, which it's like
wow.
The first time we've ever had that many dogs in a foster home, which is just in different foster homes. They're not all in the same place. So we're just so thankful for those people that have kind of stepped up and helped us in our time of need. As if we didn't have those foster homes, we would have 10 dogs at the shelter right now, and we only have 9 dog kennels, so that just, it would not be good. It wouldn't work. It would be very stressful on the dogs, and just, we're so, so thankful.
Well, hopefully Franny is, hopefully that was a one-time deal here at KCAG last week where she was jumping up on the counter. Like, legit, no help, just jumping up. It was pretty impressive, to be honest with you.
It was kind of wild.
It's like, I wouldn't even be able to do that, but nonetheless, great. She is at a foster home right now, so hoping for the best there. So, that being said, we do have Mother's Day right around the corner. JC, big event coming up.
Yeah, one of our biggest fundraisers. Oh, now he's more playful.
He's starting to warm up.
So it'll be our 3rd annual Tattoos for Paws Rescues event, and that will be held at Emerald Inc. in Mason City. It'll be from 10 to 6 p.m. We're going to start cutting off the line around 4 p.m., so if you want to get in, you may want to get there early. We're looking for some more vendors, actually, to be set up. We're just kind of looking for some animal-themed vendors. We're thinking we would have room for 5 more, so we're just kind of expanding it little by little every year and wanting to do a little bit more. We are limiting it to 2 tattoos per person, so instead of doing as many as you want, we're only doing 2, which is still quite a few tattoos, and they're going to be $50 a piece, and 75% of that goes back to Paws. So that ends up being like $33 per tattoo.
Nice.
Goes back to Paws. So it's a really great fundraiser for us. We hit kind of a different market or a different audience, I think, just because you have such a more variety. And then we're hoping that with it being on Sunday, that we'll kind of catch some of those people who maybe work on Saturday, work during the week, that kind of thing. So we do know it is Mother's Day, but what a better way to spend the day with your mom than supporting a good animal shelter and getting matching tattoos. So
that's awesome. That
I think
awesome.
That'd be awesome.
So that is a first come, first serve. So there's no sign up. You just show up.
Right. Yep.
Get there
show
early.
Up, wait in line. And that's how all these, if you've ever been to a flash tattoo event, that's kind of how they all work. You wait in line. Sometimes you wait in line all day and you still don't get tattooed. So it's just kind of you got to be there early if you really want to get in kind of thing. So that's why we're going to do more of the vendors to hopefully get some more things kind of going on for people to look at while they wait in line. We do have, last year was the first year at Emerald Inc. So we've talked to them and have kind of a different setup, I guess you could say. We're just kind of working on improving how things went last year, like the flow and that kind of thing. And instead of doing several tattoos per person, we're limiting it to 1 or 2. So it's kind of making improvements every year, but also really supporting them. And one of the tattoo artists is from Charles City, which is a really cool tie to the town. So we're just really excited. It was a really good fundraiser and just something different to do.
Well, if you're one of the unfortunate ones that does have to wait there all day and then still doesn't get that tattoo, I mean, you could just stop by KCHA. I'll give you one of my finest stick figure cap with
perfect.
A Sharpie on your arm. So, I mean, granted, it's not going to be near as good or pretty as what you could get there. But, hey, at least you'll have something, right? So that's coming up on Mother's Day Sunday. What else do we have for fundraisers? I know you're teaming up with the brewery once again this year. That's always a hot item.
Yeah, we're going to be having some Tellurian Brewing events where we will have animals downtown at the brewery. Just have some information for Paws if you're interested in volunteering. It's kind of just a casual event. We bring dogs and cats, and some of the dogs we bring will do the 5K or the run that they do on Thursday night. So that's a lot of fun for the dogs. It's more about getting the Paws name out there and having, you know, with social media, there's so many ways to make an opinion about an organization and any organization before actually talking to the people. So that's part of why we do these events in town, is just to kind of get PAWS out there in more of a positive environment. And it's mostly for the animals. I mean, it just helps them get out of the shelter for a few hours and helps them get adopted quicker. We've had several adoptions come because of the Tellurian Brewing events. So that's been just awesome. And they're great people to partner with, and we're just really lucky to have them in town.
And just, you know, having the animals be around more people is beneficial to them as well.
Definitely.
So that is coming up. You can check the website for more information on that at pawsatcharlescity.com. Now, speaking of, there's going to be a change coming up on April 1st. You want to talk about the pricing change?
Oh, yes. I was like, what are you talking about?
Just popped into my head.
So April 1st. So we are increasing our adoption fees, which we haven't really done in several years. Just with the rising cost of vet care. And we have had so many animals with just weird, like, sicknesses and things. I mean, all of our animals are very healthy when they're adopted, but we've got, for instance, Eliza, that little terrier dog that had the bite wound when she came in. I mean, that's already been at least $2,000 worth of vet care for her. And we've had another dog that had to have foreign body surgery because he decided he wanted to chew up a towel while he was at PAWS. So they had to go in and get it out. And so that's been, I mean, we have just had, and that's what puppies do. You know, they get bored and they start chewing things. If you've ever had a young dog, know how that works. And we've just had a lot of weird cases over the last 2 years. And so our vet care has gone up substantially. So we are increasing our adoption prices, which in reality, the adoption fee doesn't even cover the vet care.
Vet care is way more than what the adoption fee even is. So, I mean, you're always losing out on money on each adoption. So
right.
Trying to recoup some of that.
Yeah, we do try. So for cats, adult, or for kittens, we're going to be $100. And then for adult cats, we'll be $85. And then for senior cats, you know, 5, 6 plus years old, they'll be $50. So, and then for puppies, we are going to be at $250, and then dogs is $200. So
it's not a huge jump.
No, it's really not. And then when you think about it, that dog or cat has had all of the vaccinations. I mean, that the vaccinations and the exam alone is over $100 per animal, and then the spay neuter surgery. Then we get them all microchipped. We do all the deworming at PAWS, and then as well as start them on flea preventative. So if an animal's been there for 3 months, they've had 3 months worth of flea prevention, and then, you know, flea preventative itself is $20 a dose, so they're already. So we are just trying to increase our adoption prices just to get a little bit more. It's more of a donation back to PAWS just to try to help with expenses a little bit more. But yeah, we haven't really increased our adoption fees in several years, so we're just trying to stay low just because we are a small animal shelter, but we also want to stay kind of within the range of being able to recoup a little bit of money back with our adoptions.
That's right. And of course, if you don't if you can't adopt a pet but you'd still like to donate, you can do so at pawscharlescity.com. I know you accept donations from PayPal, Venmo.
Yeah, PayPal, Venmo. My gosh, you can go right to our vet clinic, Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital in Charles City, and donate money right to our account.
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, and we bank with First Security Bank here in Charles City, too, so you could always go straight to the bank and make your donation there. Otherwise, Facebook or Venmo, PayPal are the two main ones. We can take credit cards at PAWS, but they do take a little bit of a fee. But
definitely.
He just wants to go back in.
Yeah. I think he saw the
lightning.
He's
probably getting a little warm, too, from me holding him.
He might be. So, once again, you can find the available animals for adoption. Just go to pawsatcharlescity.com and view them there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know. I guess the other thing we could bring up is the dog jog. I'm so excited. We have had three people sign up for the dog jog already online. I know. I looked it up the other day. We had a board meeting and we talked about different fundraising stuff. So the dog jog will be June 20th here in Charles City, and we will be doing it kind of at night. So it'll be more of a glow run. We will have like light up tags for collars. If you already have a light up collar, make sure to bring it. And then we'll have like those, I don't know, those like light up bracelets and just just some more fun stuff to do. And that'll be starting at Tellurian Brewing as well. So stay tuned for that. I believe we have a Facebook event and the registration is online already. So you can register either online or we will have the pamphlets out as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that is coming up pretty quick, June.
I know.
And at least we won't need to worry about severe weather and blizzards at the same time right. by then, hopefully, anyway. Well, thank you very much, JC, for bringing in Shamrock and yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is 8:23. That was the Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you once again by Flint County Medical Center and L&J Industries here in Charles City, helping pets find their forever home.